This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. The ultra-contemporary storefront of Kitab Bookstore and Coffee House in Hamtramck is pretty hard to miss. Beautiful hardwoods and huge black-framed windows. When you get inside, it's impossible to miss who's hanging out here. Literally everyone. A couple of older men are chatting in Arabic over their morning bevs. A middle-aged guy dressed for construction chats in what I think was Ukrainian with a young woman making breakfast sandwiches behind the counter. A black woman in scrubs, who looks fresh off her break from the nearby Henry Ford Medical Center, brushes past me in line with her Go cup. And at a four-top down the stairs, a quartet of white 20-something hipsters with a rainbow range of hair dye are giggling through their coffee. Kitab. This space is the brainchild of Ahmed Alwaihi and his wife, Asma, who decided in 2023 to be the community space they wanted to see in the world. It's an addition to Southeast Michigan's healthy constellation of Muslim-owned coffee houses, but it's also more than that. We talked with Ahmed about how Kitab has grown, its new Detroit location, and more. Ahmed Alwaihi, welcome to Stateside. It's great to visit you here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here with you.
Can you describe the design choices that you two were going for when you first dreamed this place up?
Yeah, we wanted the place to be as warm and comforting as possible from the inside. And then from the outside, we really wanted it to essentially pop. Like, you're not going to miss it driving down Holbrook. So that was kind of the idea. It was like something different, something natural, and something eye-catching.
Lots of gorgeous use of wood, kind of industrial looking in its presentation. And it's a cafe, yes, but it's more than that. Obviously, it's a bookstore. We're sitting in front of shelves and shelves of books, some secular, some more leaning towards spiritual. And I understand, like, you wanted it to be the kind of place where people would gather for any and all reasons, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That was kind of the, you know, a little bit about the beginnings of Kitab was essentially a bookstore and a community space, and there was no coffee, you know, in the very, very early, you know, talks of Kitab. And then, you know, it slowly transformed into, like, well, we need to pay the bills. Maybe we need to add another component in there to help us stay open for everybody, and it kind of ballooned after that. It was like, okay, well, soft serve coffee is not going to be enough. Let's add an espresso machine. Let's work with a coffee company, and it kind of grew. But I think the space has become perfect. So I think we're still hosting events, we're still selling books, and we've become a spot for folks to get, you know, some really good specialty coffee, and sandwiches, and delicious pastries.
Nobody ever went broke selling coffee to Michiganders.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you and Asma made your peace with the fact that it is a coffee house and a bookstore and community space now?
Yeah, we have. We were struggling with it a little bit, and we were like, well, this was it. You know, the whole concept was to be a community space in an area where folks gather. But we've definitely made our peace with it. We're still, we're still hosting events as much as possible. We just had an event a few weeks ago, kind of with the Uncommitted campaign. They were here. They kind of had a press conference and a discussion, and the place was full. Everybody came out, and it was really exciting. So,
when you two were growing up here, what were the choices for places to hang out?
There wasn't many. There was not a lot of choices. We both grew up in Hamtramck. Esme lived across the street from me. No love story or anything there, but she was my neighbor across the street. But yeah, there was really nowhere to go. I mean, you know, for coffee, like I think I started drinking coffee in high school, and we would go. You have the donut shop, you know, you got the donut shop coffee that used to be my regular, and then 1923, which was an excellent coffee house.
It's just down the block from us, yeah, where we're sitting right now.
Yeah, just down the block. And I remember I used to do some homework there and study there. But really, other than that, there are no options in Hamtramck. So that was kind of the idea, was like, let's create something that we want, you know, for our community.
Were there bookstores that were special places for you
or for her when you were growing up?
Not really. Not in Michigan. Anytime we travel, we are definitely like, the first thing we do is like hit up the bookstores. And that's kind of where we got the idea from. It's like, we should just open one here. And there was like no go-to bookstore in Michigan or like our local bookstore that we used to frequent. So that was the idea, was like to have books that kind of represent us, represent the people of Hamtramck, and then are also just self-help books, like to help you kind of navigate, you know, mental health or some type of psychology.
I mean, serving the book needs of Hamtramck, that's a tall order. There's so many people who, you know, come from different places and have different needs here. Tell me a little about your approach to curating the book selection.
Yeah, I will give my wife all the credit. Esme does all of the book curating. And again, there's some religious books. You know, we got children's books just on, like, you know, learning Arabic.
Lots of children's books, actually.
Yeah, we have lots of children's books. And then we've got, basically, the rest of them are nonfiction, you know, just kind of self-help biographies or books that, you know, just kind of help you navigate your day-to-day.
How have you two handled the crafting of the menu? I mean, obviously, people want to have coffee when they gather, and pastry is sort of a natural to that. But which one of you takes over more of the duties of curating the food selections here?
Yeah, it's been definitely both of us. We've definitely leaned on our partners heavily with when it comes to like helping us, because we didn't know anything about coffee. We love coffee, but we didn't know anything about making coffee or the type of equipment we should have, or, you know, how big our menu should be. And, you know, we partnered with a company called La Colombe, and they're out of the East Coast. They originated in Philadelphia. They have 30 different locations all over the U.S., mostly in the East Coast, Chicago, and then they have some in the West Coast. But they have been an excellent partner just to kind of help us navigate that exactly. Just developing our menu, you know, helping craft our drinks. And then we've kind of just taken that and run with it. You know, one thing that I really want to point out that we do that I love is every syrup that we make is house made. So that's a fun thing that Esma really has fun with. And we do some really unique things there. We've got like a 5-spice syrup that we make that's really fun. Another partner we're really, really excited about is Zingerman's Bakehouse, and we've been lucky to work with them, and they deliver to us every day. So we get fresh pastries from Ann Arbor every day. And then another thing that we're working on in our Midtown location is fresh bread.
We should take a moment here and note that the Midtown location is also the site of the original Avalon Bakery and Cafe. So it seems natural that you would go for fresh breads in there. How did you first become aware of that space? I understand you two had a bit of a history there.
Yeah, definitely. We got married and we basically were like, all right, we want to get out of Hamtramck, see what else is there to offer in Detroit. I mean, so, you know, Esma was going to Wayne State at the time. So we were like, let's try out Midtown. And we lived in Midtown for, I don't know, a little over 4 years. And we used to frequent Avalon. And there was definitely something there with Avalon was like a staple in that community. It was really nice to see. I mean, they would like, you know, they would have lines out the door, like just folks coming from all over that frequent that spot. I mean, it was really important to a lot of different people, just it being there for 25 years, 30 years.
We need to take a break. Back in just a minute.
Support for Michigan Public's Stateside podcast comes from Lake Trust Credit Union, working to empower financial well-being for Michigan consumers, businesses, and communities. Committed to financial solutions and advice to support people and families. More information at laketrust.org.
Support for the Stateside podcast comes from Kalamazoo College, offering a personalized education that combines critical thinking, curiosity, and creativity. Committed to preparing students for meaningful careers that make a positive impact on the world. More at kzoo.edu.
When this all began, you two were both working full-time day jobs. Is that still the case?
No, we have both quit. We have both quit our at 9-to-5s and are focused on Kitab. So it's been really fun. It's been a lot of work, for sure. But it's been a lot of fun. We also have a 2-year-old that we take care of. And he does everything with us. So he's on the Restaurant Depot trips. He's on the wholesale trips. And
I'm a little bummed I didn't get an audience today.
Yeah, he sometimes is with us, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So it's a lot of work, like I said, but very grateful that with all the support from the community. You know, they're keeping us busy, so I'm happy about it.
The Midtown location is a whole other thing. I mean, folks in the Cass Corridor are accustomed to new, cool-looking startups coming and going. I was curious about, what was it like in the early days when Kitab opened here in the Hamtramck location?
Yeah, it was... We were very surprised because we thought we were going to sell, like... You know, our estimates were very low. Like, you know, in terms of, you know, number of cups of coffee, books... And we thought it was going to be kind of like, you know, not an everyday spot for everybody. We didn't think it was going to be that. And when it became that, we were just, we were blown away, to be honest. Like, we were having to run and get coffee. We were running out of cups. We were running out of beans. We had to upgrade our espresso machine. We added in coolers. Like, we were just blown away by the amount of folks that came out and supported. So it was a surprise, for sure.
For those who've never been here, we're on this main thoroughfare, Holbrook, where there's a Henry Ford location. There's some pretty big industrial operations way down at the end of the street. I mean, it's not just a place where people live. It's a place where people are on their way to work, too. When I walked in this morning, I could tell there were definitely regulars. Do you feel like you're getting to know your regulars?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I feel like that's one of the most fun parts of being a barista, you know, is like knowing everybody's coffee orders and having that, you know, that like, oh, what did you do yesterday? And what's going on today? And just being comfortable with the regulars. And Hamtramck has become that for sure. There are so many regulars and it's really great to see, you know, that was definitely the idea with it, is to have those regulars come in and feel super comfortable in here. And the thing that I love about it, to be honest, is the diversity. It's like Hamtramck is diverse. You've got immigrants, you know, from Yemen, from Bangladesh, from Bosnia, from Ukraine. And then you've got, you know, white folks that are coming in from Detroit and from the suburbs. And you've got black folks. And it's very diverse in terms of ethnicity, you know, income. And everybody comes to Kitab, and it's like... And I just feel so honored by that, and just being able to everybody feeling welcome in here really makes me happy. So and that was kind of like something that we really worked at. We wanted this place to be super welcoming to everybody in Hamtramck. That's not always been the case in Hamtramck. So trying to, you know, that was kind of a big piece for us, was like everybody needs to be welcome in here, and we made that intentional with our staff, with our products, with everything. So,
we've been talking for years about how Hamtramck is a city of immigrants and always has been. It hasn't always been easy. It feels like the city has reached a certain kind of critical mass where, you know, not to suggest everything is perfect, but people are very comfortable being around folks who are not like them. Do you think that there's more room and maybe more appetite because of that for the kind of social spaces that Kitab is an example of?
I definitely agree. I'm of the same mindset. Folks are getting a little too comfortable being around, you know, people who look like them. I think we need to... I remember growing up in Hamtramck. Hamtramck was way more diverse. And my high school had 27 ethnicities. And it was a blast. It was amazing to be able to talk to a Chinese, a Ukrainian, a Bosnian, you know, all in your same graduating class, and be able to understand, you know, all the struggles, all the things that they deal with, really shaped me as a person, to be honest. And I think people definitely need to get out of their comfort zone. And I'm glad that Kitab is helping do that, because everybody is coming out, and I'm glad.
Ahmed Elwaizy, thank you so much for talking to us, and thanks for making these spaces for us in your communities. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show, and I really do appreciate telling my story, and I'm really appreciative of everybody coming out to support. So it's great.
And that's the Stateside Podcast for today. I'm April Baer. You can find full Stateside episodes at michiganpublic.org. Today's pod was produced by our podcast editor, Rachel Ishikawa. Other producers on our show are Mike Blank, Ronia Cabansag, Mercedes Mejia, and April Van Buren. Our intern is Olivia Moradian. Our executive producer is Laura Weber Davis. Pod music comes from Blue Dot Sessions and from Audio Network. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Williams.
I'm Lester Graham. We've been working on a big project about Great Lakes birds called the Bird Connection.
It will look at ducks and trumpeter swans,
egrets and herons,
and piping plovers. Yes!
We'll discuss what we've discovered at a Michigan Public Issues and Ale event,
including how some problems for birds are problems for people.
It's at Arbor Brewing Company in Ypsilanti, the evening of May 21st at 7.
You can register at michiganpublic.org.